This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show with a very special guest host this evening. As Phil is off working on another project, we are very, very happy to present Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
Thank you very, very much, General Shaw. Margaret, nice to see you.
It's great to see you, Don.
And Bud Dittman, how are you?
Very good, Mr. Berman. I'm very grateful that you're here.
Well, I'm very, very happy to be here, and I'm very, very humbled to step into the shoes of Phil Henry, who I have admired a great many years. I've been a guest on Phil's program. We've been down some pretty interesting roads together, not all of them places that I would like to revisit, and that's something that's left for another day, I suppose.
Well, we could talk about it now if you want.
No, I don't.
We're not going to talk about it, but you're talking about some of the old days when, well, you had your challenges.
I did have my challenges. Now, here is something that I'd like to bring to the table right off the bat. I don't think you are aware of this, Ms. Gray, or you, General Shaw, nor you, Bud. And that is that we had a massive data breach at Channel 19 this past week.
And in what sense?
In the sense that we had passwords that were exposed, we had URLs, we had all kinds of names that were up to this point anonymous names affixed to Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts, some accounts that were affixed to some other more notorious sites such as Gab.
Now the far right-wing sites.
Yes, the far right-wing sites. The ultra right-wing sites. And I might as well come out and tell you this right now. My name was associated with that one of those sites.
Oh.
Yeah. But
I've never known you, Don, to be political.
I haven't been, because as a journalist, I can't be. I must be objective.
Well, do you hold those kinds of sympathies?
No, I do not. I had an account at one of the more ultra-right sites. I don't want to give any names.
Wookie.
I didn't want to...
But what the hell is with you? You said...
I said I don't want to give any names, okay?
What is the name of the site?
It's called Wookie. It's a ultra-right, far way out there. And I would go on there and stir it up. That's all. That's the only reason. I use the username Jungle Jim, as in G-Y-M, not J-I-M, because I wanted it to be clear that I'm not trying to be racial or pretend I'm Tarzan.
Right. So what were you doing over there?
I was over there, and L. Ron Martin, who is our also in-studio guest, and we also have Chucky Doherty, who is our IT guy from Channel 19. L. Ron, how are you?
Yeah.
And Chucky, why don't I start with you? When were we made aware of this data breach?
The data breach was initially reported to me by Mr. Martin. It came to him by way of an email from one of our viewers who saw a photograph of you.
Wait, don't. Excuse me. I don't want any personal information here.
Yeah, excuse me. Just hold on for a minute. Don, I want you to know that this, yes, it had information that was pertaining to you.
By the way, this is L. Ron Martin.
How do you do, sir?
Yes, how do you do? Ms. Gray, how do you do?
How do you do?
Ms. Dickman, right?
Yeah.
There was a photograph of you. It had nothing to do with anything. You were wearing a hood.
I was...
Well, you said that you wanted to get this out in the open.
I did. I was perfectly prepared to admit to having a membership on this site, Wookie, but I didn't want to have any particulars.
Well, this, I think, is going to help, Don. I don't think this will not redound negatively. You were wearing a hood. You had on a centaur sort of pair of pants.
Well, what's so funny?
No, there's nothing funny. I Don, you have to understand that... Now, let me ask you, Mr. Martin.
You can call me L. Ron if you'd like.
All right, L. Ron. And Mr. Doherty, can you tell me, maybe I should ask this to Mr. Doherty, what is your first name again?
My name is Chuck, or Chucky, love people call me that.
Chuck, or Chuck, I thought it was something different when you first...
Could very well have been of something different. We thought about, he just thought his name up.
Yeah. All right, I understand. So Chuck, this was a photograph that was sent to you. You did not discover this yourself.
No, I didn't. This was a photograph that was sent to my email account by someone I know who is familiar with the... people who did the data dump.
Yeah, this was a data dump that was done by a activist group called High Five, and they looked to expose and exploit media outlets,
And Channel 19 was one of, I think, five or six television stations hit in the Los Angeles and San Francisco areas. And Don's account over there is Jungle Jim on this Wookiee site had pictures of him with a hood on. And there was a young lady.
Now, let's just start. Let's stop. And let's tell everybody. This, as I said, is for laughs. It was for fun.
You know, the guy who my contact told me, yeah, Don Berman is joking around over there.
Okay, I'm willing to believe that.
Well, thank you very much.
let's everybody's on the same team here.
We're on the same team, Don.
When I saw the picture that was brought to me by Mr. Doherty here, by Chucky, and the picture was of you in a centaur costume. Not a centaur.
I was wearing centaur chaps. Centaur. In other words,
let me do this, Don, because we want to make sure that we're clear and we don't want to cloud it with no emotion, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Well, please don't get your feelings hurt. Look, Don, everybody's on your side here. This is an egregious, outrageous example of the kinds of security threats faced by people in the media.
Well, thank you. And so before you go on, Elron, I was wearing a hood. I was wearing a dark hood and a jacket that said "Strangers."
I don't know, Chuck.
Yeah, it was. It was a jacket that said "Strangers" on it, and it looked like a car club jacket of the sort that one sees among younger people. And then the pants you were wearing looked like a centaur cloven hooves.
I don't know what wouldn't they say a centaur? Are they talking about
the half man, half horse? I think. Or half a goat.
That's a satyr. The centaur is half man, half horse.
Well, you didn't have like four legs or something like that.
No, I didn't have four legs. It was a satyr. It was not a centaur. Now that it's out.
All right, so, and this was just a pair of pants that looked like it.
It was,
yes, a pair of pants that looked like. I was wearing a dark hood with slits in the eyes.
Well, look, Don, again, we're bringing this out into the sunshine of public expression.
Oh, right. Elron, yes, you're right. I understand, but I'm too many years in this business to be conned by some, not that you're saying this, but I think be conned by whatever public pronouncements people make about, well, it's better that the truth comes out. I was over there having fun with a girlfriend. She asked me to open this account.
So this was an account that you shared with someone else?
No, it wasn't an account I shared with anyone else. It's like,
Don, I know this is embarrassing. You're filling in for Phil. You didn't anticipate this.
I didn't want to do this, Mr. Berman, but Mr. Martin said the best thing was, and you said that you wanted to talk about transparency.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about transparency in the media, on social media, but I didn't know that it was going to involve me.
Don, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because we got this information late last night.
Let me guess, about a quarter to ten?
No, late last night, about a half past eight.
God damn.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, so it came to me, and I went to L. Ron Martin with it.
And you got what?
I had a friend of mine who works at IT at another TV station saying, it's coming down, it's coming down. And then he hung up.
It's coming down? Was it some kind of code?
Yeah, it was, yeah, because he told me in the afternoon he had information there was going to be a data breach of some kind that would involve several television stations in the Los Angeles, San Francisco areas. And he said, I will call you when I have more information with the code word, it's coming down heavy and hard.
It's coming down heavy and then what?
Then he would hang up.
And then what are you supposed to do?
Then I would sit by the phone and wait for him to call back.
Well, what's the point of it's coming down here? What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's just a...
No, hold on. I want the young man, because he's... Why do you guys need that code?
It's a code for them to talk.
Yeah, it was just a code so no one would know.
No one would know. Everybody in the world knows about this.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter right now, and I'm talking to a couple of friends of mine, Dick Sweetwater, and another friend, R.C. Collins. He also said he's seen it on Twitter.
Oh, he saw it on Twitter. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, this is certainly not developing in the way that we thought it would.
God.
Don, hold on. Channel 19 News backs you up 100%. 100%.
All right.
And we have put out a press release saying that Mr. Berman was not involved with Wookiee for any political sense. It was sarcastic, but you're not sarcastic, right?
I'm a newsman. I don't do satire or sarcasm. I have to...
Well, Don, I didn't make it public.
Yeah, Mr. Berman, but we did. The press release said...
Well, wait a minute. I'm the one that talks about press release. You're the IT guy.
Oh, yeah.
We said, Don Berman has the full support and faith of Channel 19 for so many years. I forget how many years you were...
On Channel 19, 30 years.
All right, for 30 years, we'll put it in there. Write it down.
For 30 years, I had 10.
30.
What do you mean 10? 30 years. 30 years.
Okay,
I've been working the salt mines.
Right, wait a minute. What do you got, Jackie?
Okay, for 30 years, Don Berman has shown himself to be one of the finest newsmen in Los Angeles television history. He's broken the Guffetty story. He was there during the Ratzberger fire. He was there reporting on the release of Watson and the puppets from prison.
All right, so, okay, good.
Yeah, so, and Don Berman continues to break important news in the Los Angeles area on the television. It's for this reason and many others, personal as well as professional, that we stand by Don Berman, Channel 19 News. The photograph released, we understand, was taken in a moment of good fun between Mr. Berman and a female companion. Mr. Berman at no time was making no comment.
Get the grammar.
Yeah, you got to say any comment.
Yeah, let me...
Let Ms. Gray edit it.
Okay, I'm sorry, because Mr. Berman at no time was making any comment about the political structure in America and was on Wookiee, a notorious far-right website, to troll and otherwise have fun with the participants. There you go.
Yeah.
So that's...
All right. I don't know how well that's going to wash.
Well, Don, we're doing everything. Get all of this. We're doing everything we can, you know.
All right. So,
but let's get back to this. This is a contact of yours.
He's a contact of mine. Yeah, at a local at another TV station. Does the IT for another TV station.
All right. You don't have to tell us who he is. Does it end there?
Well, there's a couple more. There were two more things.
Well, how much are there?
All right. Wait a minute, Don. What else you got, Chucky?
We got Well, this just was in the last 20 minutes. Again, this was on Wookiee. You're wearing knee socks and...
Oh, my fucking God.
Don, hey, watch it.
Don, you got to watch the language. Edit that out.
Yes, sir.
But
go ahead. Let's deal with it, Don. When we get ahead of the ball in this thing, we deal with it.
Go ahead.
It's a photograph of you wearing knee socks and like a nun's outfit, except it's just from the neck up. The rest of you is naked, but the female companion is laughing, and you're sort of... pretending like you're a woman walking around the room in heels and in knee socks.
God damn it, Don.
Well, Don, listen, if this was non-political,
this is a violation.
Don, can you confirm that that's you?
This is Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
Don, can you confirm that that's you?
Wait a minute. I want everyone out there to know something. I am and have been for 30 years a trusted newsman in this area, and I have reported the news objectively because there happens to be a data breach. Because some underhanded lowlife... Do we know who's done this?
Well, Don...
Wait. Before I answer other questions, Chuck.
We don't know who's done it, nor do we know who did do it, but...
That's the same... You just said the same thing.
You're a little bit nervous, son.
I'm sorry. No, we don't know. We like I said, we feel it came from this group called High Five, which is a hacktivist organization.
This group, High Five, are they like Anonymous?
Yeah, they're like Anonymous. They're more locally located and locale. The local... I can't get out of the L word.
They're right here in town.
Yeah, they're right here in town. But they're more West Coast oriented and have looked to docs and otherwise make transparent TV and news stations in the West Coast areas.
Okay, I don't know what he just said.
He's basically, Donnie's saying, it's a smaller version of Anonymous.
All right. And what is their problem with me?
You were not a target. This was just everybody. It was a high-profile docs. Of all kinds of people.
Well, who else did they get? Did they get any of the people at CBS, NBC?
Yeah, well, they're still mulling it through. This was just something that
I don't want him saying who else, Don, if you don't mind, because here's the thing. Let's deal with our own dirty laundry. Let's deal with our own dirty, soiled, you know, skid marks.
Well, God damn, man.
Well, Don, I agree with Ron.
Yeah, if you deal with your own skid, but if you scrub out your own skid mark, then the underwear in the morning is clean and you can put it on and...
And parade about, not parade, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, see,
you know, you can put it on and...
What are you doing, Dickman?
I dropped my mask. Are we supposed to be wearing masks?
I was told I don't have to wear no mask.
No, you don't have to wear a mask.
You don't have to wear a mask if you're double vaxxed. We're told it to all of you people have been double vaxxed, right?
Yeah. What about you, Chuck?
Yeah, that means two shots?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So?
Oh, this was not, Mr. Berman was not no target. I mean, he was not a target. It was just a dump of all this information they had on social media and some of the far right sites. Way, way out there, far right sites.
But what do you mean way, way out there, man? It's like they're Nazis or something?
Yeah, mostly like they're Nazis. And way, they're way right. And
so this is a group, this is a social media account called Wookiee, right?
That's right, yes. And it's a right-wing, hard-right, Nazis, Klan, you know.
And you're over there playing around trolling those people.
I don't know, Don.
Well, what do you mean you don't know?
I mean, we'll back you up, but people are... So, you just getting your kicks?
Yes, I was having a couple of laughs. I was saying, here I am. You know, I'm the new Führer. Woo! And I...
And what was the point of you wearing the nun outfit?
It was a commentary. It was a commentary on religion. If you don't believe any of this, the young lady in question, I can certainly...
No. We don't want to get anybody else, you know. No, I agree. Yes, I would like to talk to her at some time.
Oh, you would? So in other words, you don't believe me.
We believe you, Mr. Berman.
But I'm not talking to you, Chucky. Excuse me, I'm talking to the man here.
Okay.
Yes, Don, we do believe you. But... I would like to talk to all the principals involved so that we have all of our ducks in a row and all of our eggs, you know, everything's lined up in a straight line and it's single file. The duck and the egg.
Yeah, the duck and the egg.
The duck and the egg are in single file. Yeah, all right, so I'm not saying it good, you know.
Let's take a break.
All right, we're going to, done?
All right, let's break. This is highly... This was not expected. We're talking about a high-level info doxing and dumping of information from social media accounts by an activist group called High Five. My account over at a place called Wookiee was among them, and there were some compromising photographs. Now, I say compromising. At no time, there's nothing in this dump that you have seen that would compromise my reputation as a newsman.
What are you asking him for? You ought to know that.
Yeah, you should know that, sir.
I'm asking you straight ahead. Don't give me any bull crap.
No, there isn't.
Sorry, I mean, I just...
I'm telling you, I haven't done a thing. I put on a hood and I wore a car coat.
You put on a hood, you got a jacket and it says strangers. There's no underwear.
All right, there's no underwear.
And the next one is you wearing high heels and a nun's outfit. And you're sashaying around a room.
Yeah.
I don't think any of this has anything to do with the ability of a man to do his news. And the young woman you were with, girlfriend?
Oh, my God.
Yes, it was a girlfriend. She's married.
Holy Christ, married. To who?
Not your wife, Ron. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was going to... No, but I would like to know.
Well, I'm not about to spill it out here. You telling me I got to say it here?
I think that this... And
I haven't even talked to the woman.
Mr. Martin, I think that would be the wrong move to make, given the fact this lady hasn't even been alerted.
I don't know. I mean, if I got to save the career here...
What do you mean, save my career? A moment ago you were saying you're going to stand behind me 100%.
I have to know the name.
When we go to break, I'll tell you the name.
All right, fine. That's good. Go to break.
All right.
This is the world famous... No, you do it.
Oh, sorry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. This is... I'm Don Berman filling in.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Jesus. What's the name of this woman?
Leslie Sludy.
Not Ben Sludy's wife.
Yes.
Oh, you are some kind of...
Hey, you know what, man?
Who's this Ben Sludy? He's our sales manager. He's one of us. The number one, he's a sales guy. God damn. Well, I guess, so you're catting around with the sales manager's wife.
You know,
I got to tell you something, Don. You got to clean it up. I mean, you need not only clean it up, you got to scrub it up. Just like the kid was saying about bacon strips, man, you got to take your underwear off, clean it, and then sniff it to make sure it's clean.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm telling you.
Well, there's no data dump here for Mr. Sludy or his wife, Leslie, that I can see.
All right, well, let's keep it that way if we can. I don't know. What are they going to find? What if they dump her stuff?
Well, I don't think she's got the account. She was with me, And she was fooling around. We were posting video.
Jesus. Don't tell me you could see her face.
No, she had a mask on. Well, not a mask. But what did you see?
She had like a clown mask, but it was not like you were wearing a, dark hood with eye slits. And at one time you were throwing, what was it with the axe? Was that a real axe?
What do you mean an axe?
Oh my God.
It was a fake axe. It was a fake axe, and I was going, yeah, the executioner.
Don, I'm going to tell you something. I've stood behind you through thick and thin, and you know this, and you've held me up to ridicule a great many times.
Also, that's Leslie Sludy and her husband's Ben Sludy.
Yes, what about it?
Okay, no, I was just making sure, because I'm cross-referencing. There's a Ben Sludy and a Leslie Sludy who operate a couple counseling for young couples.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
Yes. This is on a regular site. This is on Twitter.
Jesus.
Are we still in the commercial?
Yeah, I got a few seconds.
Well, look at, you know, this is about Dawn. It's not about this young lady. Right. We're not going to talk any more about her, okay?
All right, great. But I mean...
Don, we're not going to talk any more about her. First of all, she's married. Second of all, you're in a hotel room. Where were you? Where were you?
At my house.
What an idiot. You take a woman who is married to the sales manager of the station to your house, dress up in a hood, wear a fake, with a fake axe.
I don't wear the axe.
Get a fake axe with a jacket that says strangers on it and a centaur pants or something like that. Then
it's a satyr. It's a different thing.
Great. And then you get dressed up like a nun and walk around like a woman. Did you have pants on?
I was wearing...
He was wearing panties.
Panties.
That's right, okay, L. Ron. Panties.
Coming out. 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our special guest host is Don Berman from Channel 19 News. And in the last few minutes or so, we've gotten some very interesting information, Don.
Well, what we've gotten, and let me get ahead of the ball here, in the studio with me, by the way, is not only General Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dittman, we also have Chucky Doherty, who's the IT manager at Channel 19 and works especially closely with our news department, myself. Also, L. Ron Martin, general manager and one of the owners on the executive board at Channel 19 News. What we've heard here...
I could do it.
I'd like to do it because...
Well, but I have to say, then I want to hand it off to you, Don, if it's okay.
Go ahead.
I'm L. Ron Martin. I am the general manager as well as the ownership partner at Channel 19 News. Don Berman operating an account on a far-right site called Wookiee. There was a doxing and a spilling, a dumping of information by the group High Five. From Don's account, we've seen him wearing a nun's outfit in high heels with a pair of panties on, and he's walking around like a woman. And then in another one, we see him wearing a hood with a centaur's, like a...
A satyr, for Christ.
Okay, Don, God, you know.
Don, you know, he's trying to help you. If you're trying to help me, let me speak for myself.
Okay, so, go ahead.
I was wearing a satyr costume. Shit.
Don Berman was wearing a satyr costume with a black hood and a jacket that said the strangers.
Yes.
Now, who are the strangers?
It's an informal group of us who...
An informal group? I got an orbiting, Don.
This is going out to Phil's listeners. This is going to make its way to the Channel 19 News viewers.
Yes, but if we get out in front of it...
I know you don't want to hear from me, but if you get out in front of it, Mr. Berman, it's going to be way, way better, way, way better.
Uh-huh. So, thanks a lot, Chuck. So, what I'm saying is, what is the Strangers?
The Strangers is an informal group of us who swing.
This is getting more interesting as we go along.
No, this is not. This has nothing to do with politics. This has nothing to do with drug addiction. This has nothing to do with illicit liaisons with underage females. This is me in my private life with a consenting adult.
Don, I know all of this, but she's also married to the general manager, general sales manager of the station.
Yeah, and why did that have to come out?
It had to come up because sooner or later... Let me do this, Chuck. This is part... My job. Your job's just the IT. It had to come out because it was going to come out on another station, in somebody else's newscast, in somebody else's press release, saying, Don Berman, could you imagine if KCBS... Could you...
Oh, my God.
Can you... No. Can you imagine if KCBS or KNBC, all the pains in the asses over there, Channel 7, if they got this information and they released it? Now you've got... Paul Major or somebody over there saying, hey, Don Berman, he's in a freaking hood. So this is what I'm talking about.
All right, I understand.
If we got out in front of it...
Well, you're talking about something we were talking about in the break. This wasn't even going to be public.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see? See?
I'm sorry about that, Don.
Well, it's too late now. It's too late now.
Let me say this to everyone listening, to all the viewers of Channel 19, to all the listeners of the Phil Henry Show podcast... Let me say...
He likes to call it a netcast.
Yeah, to all the listeners of the Phil Henry Show netcast, let me say, Don Berman has the 150% backing of staff and management of Channel 19 News. He was involved in illicit liaison with the...
Yeah, okay, go ahead. With the wife of the sales manager of Channel 19.
With the wife of the sales manager of Channel... And by the way, Ben, if you're listening...
Ben Slude, right?
Yeah, Ben, I'm sorry. Ben Slude. Ben... I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know what? This is a disaster. Look, this has been a disaster. I came on here to guest host because I'd never done it, and I thought it'd be a laugh. And what do I get? News that we've had a info dump, a data dump, by some hacktivist group, and my account over at Wookiee has been one of the accounts compromised. I haven't done a thing wrong, but now everyone knows I was dressed in a black hood with a nun's habit. I was naked, and I'm with the wife of Ben Slude.
Salesman.
Yeah, sales manager at Channel 19 News. It's unfair.
Well, you know, Mr. Berman, it could be worse because they could have, What now? What do you got?
There's pictures of him. They could have, they didn't release this.
What do you got?
He's masturbating in a clown mask.
Oh, my fucking God.
Don?
No, that's it.
Don Berman's just walked out of the studio.
All right.
So this is not... Don?
I'm okay. I'm not going to kill myself if that's what you're thinking.
He sounds an awful lot like that guy, that Gary Glubing, Gary Glibel.
Yes, they all do eventually. They all sound like him eventually, all of them. Every man, every mother's son of him.
We apologize profusely, ladies and gentlemen. I want to make sure that Don's okay. Bud, go get him.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Mr. Berman.
What?
Come on.
Come on, Don. Sit down. Don.
Look, L. Ron, take a walk.
You're absolutely right. None of this has to do with your abilities as a newsman at Channel 19. It exposes your proclivities, yes. It exposes your private life, how colorful and how different you are.
Oh, colorful. You know, I like that. Colorful.
Yeah, it does. I mean, but you didn't break no laws. You're not involved in any law breaking, and you didn't break the law.
And also, I didn't break the law. Let's throw that in.
All right, but the young man's nervous. Point being, Don, that you're in the clear. Now, if the audience out there wants to have their joke, and they will have their jokes, it doesn't mean you have to lose your job. And L. Ron Martin, you are standing by Don Berman.
I'm standing by you, Don, as long as there's no illegality.
There's nothing illegal. What's illegal about wearing a clown mask? Jesus Christ.
And jerking off. You want to watch the language, please? I'm sorry, masturbating. Nothing's illegal about it, no. Should it be?
Should what be?
Well, maybe they ought to make it. You putting on a clown mask and masturbating in front of a camera and posting it to the thing, you know. Now, that would be illegal if you were showing something graphic, or does it just violate their terms of use?
Well, Wookiee is way out there. It's far right. They allow a lot of stuff.
What made you join a far-right side like that?
We thought it would be a laugh. Myself and
yourself and the wife of this man.
Yes. We thought it would be fun. She'd dress up as one of my nymphs. I would walk around as like a nun. Oh, my God. I'd walk around like a nun. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Don Berman.
Yeah, we know. You already said.
Well, I'm saying it again.
Easy.
Right. This is Don Berman. You've known me to deliver the news factually, correctly, eagerly with aplomb and...
What does that mean?
I don't know. But it with...
With a plum, it's like the fruit.
Not with a plum.
Come on, Don.
I have a private life that, as Don, General Shaw said, is very colorful.
What is this?
What are you waving around? This is a piece of film. You're waving something around here.
Well, what's it look like?
God damn. I thought it was a piece of rope.
That's part of the data dump?
Yeah, it...
Is there anything else?
Well, look, I mean, there's going to be stuff coming out. That's what we... There will be stuff coming out, Don. What we'll do is we will simply say this was Don Berman in the private life doing what, you know, in his private life. And it's not anybody's business, so you can all go stick it right up there, you know?
All right.
And Don Berman tonight at 7:30, 8, 8:30, 9, 10, until whatever hell...
No, it's Don Berman tonight at the 5, the 6, the 7... The 9:30, the 10, the 10:30, and the 11:30.
We got you doing all that?
Yes, you got me doing all of that.
All right, okay. But Don, and we'll simply move on.
All right. And who's going to handle the public relations on this?
Becky Threlkell.
Oh, come on, man.
What's wrong with her?
Becky Threlkell, she was the one behind the whole Goldie Showers apology. She had Goldie stand out there. She had Goldie stand out there in rain in that water. Remember, they used water coloring to turn it into yellow? And they said, here's Goldie Showers. And guess what this is?
We thought
that was Becky Threlkell. So Goldie's standing there, it's a shower of golden rain. Well, what does that mean?
He announced, that was the night he announced he changed his name back to Golden Showers.
Oh, yeah, that really worked good, didn't it?
Well, people got a big laugh out of it. Goldie got a new suit out of it, you know. What do you mean he got a new suit? Well, the staining.
Yeah. This is Becky Threlkell. What a genius she is.
Look, she's going to save you and your public. Look at everybody thought Goldie Showers was... They forgot his name was Goldie. Now they call him Golden. You know,
well, that's not a lot better.
They should have changed it the other way. They should have been calling him Golden Showers and then changed it to Goldie.
Who should have?
Whoever started calling him whatever he's...
Who's Golden Showers?
He's a weatherman.
The weatherman at Channel 19. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much. What a lot of fun this was, not.
Well, this has been the Phil Henry Show, hosted by Don Berman. We know everything's going to come out. Okay. Well, let me just hold on for a minute, Don. So we got you in a photograph wearing a hood with a jacket that says Strangers on it, wearing a centaur pair of pants, and wielding an axe. Then we have you wearing a nun's outfit, high heels, you're nude from the neck down, and you're swishing about in the room.
But what do you mean,
You're walking like you're a lady.
Yes.
And then we have you in a clown mask masturbating. Then we have you waving your you-know-what around. And we got Leslie Slude, too, that we have to... Yeah. Yeah, we got Leslie Slude, and we're going to have to smooth that out with...
Ben Slude on the phone?
Oh, great. Are you bullshitting me?
Yeah, Ben, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you something right now. And you listen to me real careful, Berman.
Hey, listen, Ben, there's no point in being threatening.
You listen to me, too, Martin. I'm telling both of you that I get done with you. You're going to be walking south, and you'll be looking north.
You heard him threaten me.
He threatened me, too.
You'll be walking south and looking north.
Yeah, I heard that in a Laurel and Hardy movie.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was. It's a Laurel and Hardy movie.
I don't care.
Look, I'm not... Thank you very much, folks. I'm going to go home now. I need police protection, you know that.
Yes, don't worry about it. We'll get you 24-hour secure. I'll talk to Ben. I can cool him out. I sit down with him and a bottle of plum wine. You watch what happens.
What?
Don't worry.
You want me to? Well, you're the... This has been the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Don Berman, guest hosting here on the Phil Henry Show. What a big treat this was. Done. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. Is this it?
Yes.
Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Hey, who cut me off? Hey, who cut me off? I'm going to tell you, all you...